So we have two applications of Gan Eden. We have a Gan Eden described in the Psukim and partially in Talmudic sources, where it seems to be a place on this earth that presumably, from its description, is very beautiful. We have another description, which we get from Jewish tradition, and somewhat also from Jewish sources, textual, that there's a Gan Eden holding place of the souls. And so, the author of Perek Shira asks us, what does Gan Eden say? What is its message to us? Quote number 4. Gan Eden Omer. Gan Eden says, Uri Tzafon, arise from the north, Uvoi Seimon, and come to the south. Hafichi Gani, blow the garden, Yizlu Visamav, let its scent flow. Yavododi Ligano, may my beloved come to his garden, V'yochal pri migadav, and eat the treasured fruit. You read this in Hebrew, we could probably do it very fluently. It's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. But when you try to start translating, as many of the verses in Perek Shira, it comes across like a riddle. What in the world are they trying to say? Now, what do you see that strikes you right away? There's a garden with scent. We want the beloved to come to the garden and eat from the treasured fruit. Pretty straightforward. What's the north and the south about? So north and south in Jewish literature are code words based on the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, in front of the Holy Ark, was the menorah and the shulchan. The menorah from Hanukkah, the light of Torah. The shulchan, the showbreads, balancing. Showbreads, shulchan, represent sustenance and wealth. Menorah represents Torah, light, practical observance. What does the Mishnah in Avos say? Imein kemach ein Torah, imein Torah ein kemach. If you don't have flour, you don't have Torah. It's all not worth it. And if you only have the Torah, but without the kemach, so how are you going to all your altruism, but you can't do it without the sustenance? You need both. North is shulchan, is the bread, is the food, sustenance. South, menorah bedorum, the menorah was in the south, is Torah. We're in fact told that even though in our area we pray towards the east, generally, because we want to face Jerusalem, but a person has the right, even as he prays east, to do slightly northeast or slightly southeast, representative of what he's praying for. If he's praying because he wants right now to focus on financial success, then what's he going to do? A little northeast, a little bit to the north. If he wants specifically growth in spirituality, success in mitzvahs, he's going to go a little bit southeast, right? When we rearranged over here the direction of the shul, so they asked me, are you allowed to go this way, that way? So I brought in a compass, and we verified, and we found out that until now, we were praying slightly southeast. And I told them that if we're moving towards a building campaign, and we're trying to knock out a wall and make a little bit more seating and everything else, and that's our focus, then I saw nothing wrong with facing a little bit northeast in order to, facilitate that. You want a good building campaign. So we went here slightly from southeast to slightly northeast when we aligned the direction. Going back to the Pasuk, Uri Tzafon, arise from the north. You should be successful financially, physically, etc. Uvoi Seimon, but I want you to take that towards the south. Merge it with the menorah. Use those resources for mitzvahs. And then you will be zocha, you will merit to come to your garden. Let's look at the commentary of Rav Luria. Quote number 5, the first of Rav Luria. Ein kavanoso al gan Eden asher nata Hashem ha'omur b'Torah. When the author of Perek Shira says, what does Gan Eden say? And this is what he says. He's not talking about the Gan Eden that's written in the Torah. That's not the Gan Eden he has in mind. Why not? Lefi shekol hanimtzoim beperek shira, because all, I think it's 85 entries that exist in Perek Shira, heima nirim la'ein ha'adam. They're all things that you see in our creation and can be inspired by. If we were talking about the Gan Eden that's hidden away somewhere, that doesn't inspire me, that doesn't help me, and that doesn't follow the context of how Perek Shira was written. Perek Shira talks about inspiration from the stars, from dates, from figs, from dogs, from frogs, from ants. And then you're telling me there's an entry about Gan Eden? Rav Luria says that doesn't make sense. Doesn't fit the style of the book. And therefore he says, quote number 6, Shemigan ha'osui lema'adanim, from a normal garden made for delight. In our world, you go to a botanical garden. Yesh lakachas raya. That's where you're supposed to get the inspiration described in this entry. Al hanimtza schar hanafshi ba'olam hazeh, the concept that there is spiritual reward ba'olam haba, in the world to come. Talk about taking something from outer space to practical. You walk through a garden, according to Rav Luria, you're supposed to get the message that Gan Eden gives to us. The Gan Eden is not the Gan Eden of Adam, and it's not the Gan Eden paradise of a person after they die. It's a third Gan Eden, the Gan Eden of your backyard, the Gan Eden of the park. Trees, flowers, pleasantness.